This week, we begin the book and Torah reading of Devarim, Deuteronomy. In his review of events, Moses mentions God's command to our nation. Re'eh, Natan Adonai Elohecha lefanecha et ha'aretz ale resh. God has set the land before you. Go up and possess it. Don't fear and don't be dismayed. The response of the Jewish nation to that calling is a response that has repeated itself throughout Jewish history. V'lo avitem la'alot v'tamru et pi Adonai Eloheichem. But you did not want to go up, and you rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. One of the greatest explanations of Torah concepts of all time is the 12th century work, The Kuzari. In it, the king of the Kuzar nation asks the Torah scholar hundreds of questions. Only on this one question, the Torah scholar is stumped. He admits he has no answer. The king asks, if everything you say about Israel is true, how can you not make it your home? Your fathers preferred Israel over their birthplaces. They lived there as strangers at a time when the land was filled with impurity and idolatry. The scholar's answer is so telling about what happened in the time of Moses, what happened in the time of the return to the Second Temple, and what's happening in our time. The scholar says, and I paraphrase with some exact quotes, you have found the Achilles heel, the embarrassing weak spot of the Jewish nation. Because of our negligence of not ascending to the land in the time of the Second Temple, the divine presence did not dwell in it as before. If all Jews had returned with a willing spirit and complete heart, it would have been resilient with divinity like the First Temple. But the exiled Jews grew accustomed to living under the grace of other nations and refused to part from their homes and businesses. The measure of God's revelation to us is parallel to our awakening to Him. The scholar concludes by saying, because of this sin, our prayers about the return to Zion are nothing more than the chirping of a bird. Those are the words of the rabbi, poet, and philosopher Yehuda Halevi, author of the Kuzari. I'm sure that some of my colleagues in Israel feel like we're standing on a pedestal, looking down at our brothers in the exile, wagging our fingers at them in rebuke. No. This sin is a sin of the entire nation, and it's incumbent upon all of us to rectify it. Those of us in Israel must create a more beautiful and holier society, so to be like a magnet to attract others. What more can be said to our brothers overseas than the very words that we opened with from Moses? Ale resh, al terah ve'al techad. Go up and possess the land. Don't fear and don't be dismayed. To the extent that we return to God, God will return to us. Shabbat Shalom, this time from New York, where I'm visiting. And don't suffice with this video. Rather, discover more great content from Israel National Torah by signing up for our weekly newsletter at the link on the screen.